Americans are buying less beer from the country's largest breweries, and that has companies looking for new ways to attract customers. Walk down your beer aisle these days and you will find products such as spiked seltzers and hemp-infused ales. And the 175-year-old Pabst Blue Ribbon brand is trying hard coffee, which sounded intriguing, so we sent NPR's Jeff Brady to a bar outside Philadelphia to try it.
At Jersey's Sports Bar, a case of Pabst Blue Ribbon hard coffee arrived last week. There are only 4 cans left.
Oh my.
And the drink is a hit with Beth Mancini and Don Johansson.
That was actually pretty good. It just tastes like coffee. I don't even taste any kind of hard.
Really good.
And I could probably take it to work and no one would know.
Yes.
In front of the beer cooler, employee Nicole Schmid looks over the craft brews. She says smaller breweries have experimented with coffee for a while now.
So like your Java Heads Down. No, that's from Trogs. That's from Pennsylvania.
And that says brewed with coffee beans.
Yes.
So not a totally new idea that PBR has come up with.
Not a new idea, but it's PBR and everyone wants to try it.
So let's try it here.
All right.
Cheers. So definitely get the coffee. It's creamy, it's pretty sweet, and then right there at the end, there's some sort of alcohol, but it's not beer. What kind of alcohol is it?
You know, I really don't know much about what's in the product.
Pabst calls it a malt beverage, which is related to beer. It's malted barley that's fermented, then the flavor and color is removed, leaving a neutral alcohol. That's combined with coffee, sugar, milk, and vanilla to create hard coffee. As beer sales decline for big breweries, John Newhouse of Pabst says his company is trying to change perceptions about its brand by expanding into different beverages.
Into different beverage types, because, you know, we want to be a little more nimble and diversified in what we make. So for a while, people are going to say, well, this isn't a beer. I'm confused, and that's all right. We're trying to change that.
Next month, Pabst plans to introduce a whiskey. For now, the hard coffee is being test marketed in 5 states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maine, Georgia, and Florida. The company says sales are strong, but it hasn't yet announced plans to expand nationwide. Back at Jersey's, not everyone is a fan of the concept. One guy sitting at the bar said his name is Hank Williams. I don't know about his heart, but I suspect he's cheating on the name. Still, he's more forthcoming about his opinion of PBR's hard coffee. For him, it's not big fun on the bayou or anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be my thing, man.
Yeah, how come?
Because I've been drinking Budweiser for 40-some years.
You don't really want coffee in your beer?
No, man. Beer should taste like beer, dude.
Do you want to try it?
Absolutely not.
Well, you can't please everyone. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.